So let's pray. Lord, we come today in the midst of a beautiful summer. We come not because anyone made us, but because we choose to be here. And what a privilege that is. We come because we know that in this time of community, that we are gathered with faithful people, all of us, giving thanks to you and depending on you. Lord, we come with joy in our hearts for family, for memories, for all that is possible through you, even the everyday actions of life that give us joy. And Lord, we come with heavy hearts for pain and illness and the people that we know, for the pain and the violence that reaches out around this world and touches even our nation. And we bring all of this mixture humbly to you, mixed in with our everyday needs, mixed in with these big things that seem just unfixable, and mixed in with a joy in knowing you. So Lord, we just give it all to you. All of it, for the things we hope for ourselves, for this nation, for our families, for this world. We give it all to you. We offer to you the things that we're afraid of, the things that we've just taken for granted, the hopes and dreams that we have in our hearts. And when we take this time to silently offer these things in your love. Lord, giving you all glory. Lord, praising your name. Lord, trusting in you. We come to you and lift the prayer that your Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I introduce to you a group of youth that have been rehearsing and preparing this gift for you in the glory of God for the last couple of weeks. And so let's welcome them.
Attention everyone, now here cruise is now boarding. All aboard the adventure to the mysterious Egypt on the Nile River.
I think this is it, guys. Let's get on the boat.
We're off to take a cruise.
See God's miracles and history.
Knowledge we can use.
Of God's mighty power and mystery. Heroes of our faith we're gonna see. Servants of the King like you and me. Let's sail down Egypt's river and hear how God is always near. Spend a while on the Nile, and now spend a day in his presence. See his mighty works with feather and so wild. On the Nile, spend some time rediscovering God's faithfulness and covering a while. On the Nile.
We are so glad you have chosen Nile Hero Cruises,
the most popular cruise on the exciting Nile River.
Now if you're all sit back in your seats, keep your arms and legs inside the boat, we are ready to cast off on the adventure of a lifetime.
So sit back and relax,
and wait for what's in store.
The mystery of his faithfulness,
God's miracles and more. Heroes of our faith we're gonna see. Servants of the King like you and me. Let's sail down Egypt's river and hear
Come here, it's people crying. Come here, it's people crying. Come here, it's people crying. On the night, it's people crying.
God, it's people crying. His people's by the night.
God, it's people crying.
His people's by the night.
God, it's people crying.
His people's by the night.
God is people dying.
Remember his people by the night.
Spend a while
on the night.
Remember,
spend a day in his presence. See his mighty works of veterans. A while on the night, I'll spend some time rediscovering God's faithfulness and covering. A while on the night.
You're enjoying your Nile Hero Cruise so far.
The only Nile Cruise you can purchase genuine, somewhat authentic Nile artifacts. Okay, while experiencing excellent entertainment.
Now, where are you folks from today?
We're from Brighton First United Methodist Church, and we're on a mission trip.
A mission trip? Well, isn't that nice? You look like you have a lot of mission.
Oh, well,
You're on a trip with a mission, Mom.
Actually, we're taking you today to sightsee, and we're hoping to hear about the most wild and courageous heroes ever to live by the glorious and majestic Nile River.
Well, you've come to the right place. We'll be entertained, dazzled, mystified by the stories we will tell you on the Nile. Now, you have three options for the entertainment portion of your cruise. Liza!
That's right. You may choose between...
An excellent choice. You've chosen the entertainment option. That is my favorite genre. Show tunes!
Ooh.
As we travel down the Nile River, the ancient Bible heroes who once lived here will become to life before your very eyes. Brought to you by our talented entertainers, Liza, Josh, Kristen, Penelope, and Piper. Now sit back, relax, and meet Joseph.
Oh, I think I know the story.
Joseph was a shepherd boy, his father loved him so. And he gave his son a special coat, but his sisters, they knew he had to go.
Sisters?
Yes, sisters. May I continue?
Yeah, sorry.
God gave Joseph dreams
that one day would come true. Joseph wanted to follow God and ask him what to do.
One night, Joseph had a dream.
We all had bundles of grain, my sisters and me, when all of a sudden mine rose up and yours all bad to me.
Sorry.
Excuse me, I'm pretty sure Joseph in the Bible had brothers.
I'm pretty sure it was sisters.
I don't think so. It's right here in Genesis, chapter 37, verse 5. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him.
All right, I suppose the customer is always right. Sisters, not brothers, fix the people. Let's try it again. One night, Joseph had a dream.
We all had bundles of grain, my brothers and me. When all of a sudden, my nose up and yours all bad to me.
I gave Joseph dreams that one day would come true. Joseph wanted to follow God and ask him what to do. I gave Joseph dreams that one day would come true. Joseph wanted to follow God and ask him what to do.
Those brothers, they were not amused. And then there was that coat. Their father clearly loved him best, that really got their goat.
Their father clearly loved him best, that really got their goat.
Wait till you hear what happens next.
One day Joseph went to see his brothers and their flocks, with no idea the relationship was really on the rocks. They saw him at a distance, and their minds started to spin. Hey, here comes that dreamer, let's get rid of him.
Hey, here comes that dreamer, let's get rid of him.
Remember, your brothers now.
Sorry.
Let's get rid of him.
Much better. They tricked their father, Jacob. They told him Joseph is gone. And they sold him to the Israelites. Brings us
the end of the song.
Kickline!
The heroes were the brothers.
Yes,
they really saved the day.
Sing it with me.
The heroes were the brothers
who made that Joseph pay.
Wait, what? That's not how the story ends.
No applause. Well, I think I know how the story ends.
She's right. What about the rest of the story? The brothers aren't the heroes.
Do you mind if we take it from here? Come here, Joseph. Here's what happened.
Oh, sure. Now everyone's a performer.
Going to be a great famine, and Egypt needed to save lots and lots of food. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph,
"Since God has made all this known to you, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt."
Pharaoh had a dream that one day would come true. God helped Joseph understand and tell him what to do.
Joseph rose to power, saved food for 7 years. The leader hour who helped to save the land.
Pharaoh had a dream that one day would come true. God helped Joseph understand and tell him what to do.
The brothers now were forced to go to Egypt to be saved, not recognizing Joseph, whom they sold to be a slave.
But wait, the Egyptian looked familiar. Could it be?
Once the brothers realized that the Egyptian was actually their brother Joseph, they were terrified. But Joseph said,
"Do not be afraid. What you intended for evil, God will use to save his people.
Do not be afraid. What they intended for evil, God will use to save his people. God, do not be afraid. What they intended for evil, God will use to save.
Do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. It was not you who sent me here, but God.
Very nice. I guess that works too. I guess it could not interest you in some Hero Sisters of Joseph keychains or posters? No? Okay. Josh, why don't you introduce the next act?
With pleasure. Our next hero was born in the house of the Pharaoh, so he obviously was raised to be a hero from birth. The story of Moses.
The Israelites were groaning and moaning in slavery, and Pharaoh had them sighing and crying, and all the while the people were praying and waiting and hoping that Jehovah God would save them, deliver them from Egypt's hand. Jehovah God would save them, deliver them from Egypt's land.
Moses took a walk with his flock in the desert when a bush began to talk, saying his name.
It was a burning bush, but it didn't burn out. A burning, burning bush. Moses turned to see just what was up. Then from the bush there came a voice that said, take off your sandals and stay and deliver them from Egypt's hand. Jehovah God would save them, deliver them from Egypt's land.
Wow, a talking bush. Have you ever thought about going into showbiz? Let's go.
Wonderful story. Moses, Bush. What a team Moses and Bush has turned out to be.
Liza? That's not what happened.
Sure it is. Right, Mom?
Right? Mom? Well, I did change the story a bit, but it's more exciting this way. Moses and the Bush take a world tour performing show tunes.
Again with the show tunes. That never happened.
Oh, I suppose you'd like to tell us your version.
Well, here's what the Bible says. It was a burning bush, but it didn't burn up. A burning, burning bush. Moses turned to see just what was up. Then from the bush, there came a voice that said, take off your sandals, take off your shoes. This ground is holy, 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 holy. I will send you, Moses, down to Egypt's land to save my people from Pharaoh's hand.
Here I am, but I think I need to lie down. Does it seem to anyone else like this bush is talking?
Take off your sandals, take off your shoes. This ground is holy, 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 holy. I will send you, Moses, down to Egypt's land to save my people from Pharaoh's hand.
What if they don't listen? What if they don't care? I'm just a common man. What if they just stare?
Moses was actually really scared what God was asking him to do. He didn't want to go tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. But God reminded him of something really important.
I am the Lord. I have heard you calling. I am your God. I have seen your tears. I am. Soon I will see my glory through your weakness. Soon I will know my name throughout the land.
To my slaves, the Israelites. They've been with me for a long time, and, well, no matter how much they get on my nerves, I just can't let them go. The Nile turned red. Soon all the fish were dead. And all the river's mud was changed to dirt and blood.
Poor, poor Pharaoh, it's been a bad, bad day.
Trials I've been through, to man-eat a mansion, just remembering makes me blue. But I need to forgive, I need to stay strong. Though my patience is thin, they've been with me for so long. So black, you couldn't see at all. But after that bug attack, came the worst thing of all.
Poor, poor Pharaoh, it's been a bad, bad day. Poor, poor Pharaoh, a really bad, bad day.
Wait, slaves, where are you going? Why do you have suitcases? We can work this out. Please don't leave.
Poor, poor Pharaoh, a really bad, bad day.
I'll miss you. Promise me you'll at least write. It's been a very bad day.
Says that the Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and no matter what God did, the Pharaoh refused to let God's people go.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Pharaoh wasn't a hero. He was a bad guy. He and his army chased the Israelites and tried to kill them.
Now that's it. You've all been a very poor audience, and I need some time to center. I am docking the bow and leaving.
Wait, Mom, don't leave.
You're the only one that knows the way back.
Well, maybe you'll appreciate me more when I'm gone. The show is canceled.
Oh, no.
Canceled?
Mom, don't leave.
Must stay in control. The show must go on. The show must go on.
Oh, who are we kidding? We've already been struggling to stay in business. But without our hero stories, I'm afraid we won't have any customers.
It's over.
Well, we could tell you some stories, and they're true.
Are they hero stories?
Well, really, in all the stories, God is actually the hero. But he uses ordinary people like you and me.
They just forgot about... Remember Moses? Well, he showed God's mighty power to the Pharaoh and led God's people out of Egypt.
And God used Joseph to save his people from a great famine.
But we already told those stories.
Right. I know. How about this one? Long before Joseph was even born, God made a huge promise with his great-grandpa Abraham. God said, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sands on the seashore. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed.
look at the stars.
Who can count them?
Look at the grains of sand.
Who can count them?
All people on earth
will be blessed because of you. All nations will know I am your God. I will bless you.
Your people will outnumber the stars. I will give you a fruitful land to call your own. I will make you a nation that grows and grows. This is my covenant.
Covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you, to be your God and the God of your descendants. I will be their God.
I will bless you. Your people will outnumber the stars. I will give you a fruitful land to call your own. I will make you a nation that grows and grows. This is my covenant, and all the world will know
I am your God.
All people will know.
This may seem obvious, but God's people were Pharaoh's slaves, right?
Right.
Well, it doesn't seem like God was blessing them and showing the people that he was their God.
Well, that's what the people thought, too.
They just forgot about God's promises when things got difficult.
Even when Moses said that God wanted to rescue them, they didn't believe him.
But once God parted the Red Sea so they could escape from Pharaoh's army, they knew God was with them all along.
Hey, you're back!
Hello, faithful passengers. I owe you an apology. I've been a shameful captain, and even worse, an unprofessional actor. There are no small parts, only small actors.
No worries, we forgive you.
You have? Haven't you given up on me?
Sure, yeah, totally.
You don't have to be perfect for God to use you, you know.
Mom, the passengers have been teaching us some new hero stories.
I learned those stories when I was young, too. But at some point, you have to grow up and live in the real world.
But they're not just a bunch of stories.
Woven through all of the Bible stories, God's love and faithfulness for his people was always there, even when they ran away from him.
Or didn't understand what was going on.
Even when they forgot the great things God had just done for them.
But what does that have to do with us?
Just like the Israelites, sometimes we forget about God. But he's always there, and we're still his people.
Really?
He even sent his son Jesus, so we would know how much he really loves us.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear.
And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
Casting out fear.
And you know what I'm caught?
not fear, though the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea.
Let us leave this place trusting in a God that will not let us go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, go in joy. Amen. Amen.